Jim McGovern is from Massachusetts' second beautiful district. Jim, chairman of the Rules Committee, we watch what's happening with Cuba over the years, and you were recently in Cuba, and now the President of the United States, almost predictably, is shutting down flights to all cities except Havana. Is that right?
That's right, and it's what a stupid thing to do. We should be engaging with Cuba. We have differences, but we ought to work those differences out face to face. And I think there's no better ambassador for the United States and all that we stand for than the people of the United States. And we got to let the people of this country travel freely to Cuba. You know, we go around bragging about how we, you know, are the land of the free, and you know, we promote freedom all over the world. Yet what Trump is doing is he's denying American citizens the freedom to travel to Cuba. If someone wants to go to Cuba, they ought to be able to go to Cuba. And it shouldn't be the United States government that doesn't allow them to go there. You know, I've been going there for many, many years. I went there when I first went when I was in college back in 1979. And, you know, I went with John Kerry when he opened up the embassy in Cuba. I was there with President Obama when he was there. And I lobbied the Clinton administration and the Bush administration and then the Obama administration to move toward normalizing relations with Cuba. Obama took a major first step in the right direction, you know, and we were, you know, businesses began collaborating with other businesses in Cuba. We started exploring to the extent that we could trade with Cuba more exchanges. We were moving in the right direction. And then this guy comes into the White House and says, you know, we want to go backwards. Well, I'm not nostalgic for the Cold War. We tried isolating Cuba for over 50 years. It was a disaster. I mean, it made us look ridiculous. It didn't do anything to help the Cuban people. It certainly didn't do anything to change the Cuban government. You know, I think we're at the point now where we ought to have a more mature, grown-up approach to Cuba, and that is we ought to deal with them. We ought to have normal trade relations. We ought to have normal travel relations. Normal diplomatic relations. That means having an ambassador in Cuba, and we ought to move forward and not backwards.
Is it your sense that since the Castro brothers have released the power and they're not here anymore, that things have gotten better or stayed the same or worse?
Yeah, I mean, look, as I said, my first visit was in 1979, and I can tell you that there's more political space in Cuba today than there was in 1979. Now, that has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with the fact that the Europeans and Canadians and others around the world have been interacting with Cuba and have been trading with Cuba and have, you know, had more exchanges with Cuba. We have different systems. There's no question about it. We have concerns over Cuba's human rights record. But, you know, how do you address that? I mean, I think we're better position to address that, having candid conversations rather than shouting at each other. And by the way, I don't see Donald Trump advocating that we stop all commercial flights to Moscow or to any other place in Russia, nor is he asking that we stop commercial flights to China and other points in China, or Vietnam. I go right down the list. So, you know, this is like I think this is a blatant appeal to try to win votes in Florida. But I would point out that, you know, the polls I've seen that a majority of Cuban Americans, you know, now favor better relations with Cuba, not worse relations with Cuba. So I think the president is on the wrong side of history.
Okay, so now I want to go to the Affordable Care Act, but I want you to take no more than a minute because I got your valuable time here, a minute or two. Elizabeth Warren has now come out with her plan. The president says he's got a plan, but we've never had a hint of what it might be. It's like one of all those other things. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think the president's plan is take two tax breaks and call me in the morning. Yeah. But Elizabeth Warren, I mean, she is, you know, articulating specifics and plans, you know, that I think make a lot of sense. I support her health care plan. But look, I think what we all need to be committed to is expanding health care protections and lowering health care costs. And so, you know, however we get there, you know, we ought to be moving in that direction. I think she has a great approach. Depending on what happens in the next election, we may not be able to get there all, you know, in one full swoop, but, you know, that we ought to set that as a goal. And, you know, I support her, and I think it's the right thing to do. I think the fact that, you know, so many people in this country who have insurance, you know, when they get sick, they realize their insurance doesn't cover very much. So, I mean, we can do better than this. And by the way, we ought to be able to control the cost of prescription drugs. Drugs like insulin that have been around forever, you know, are astronomically high in terms of cost right now. You can buy them for a tenth the cost in Canada. There's something wrong with this, and we need to address those inequities.
So Elizabeth Warren is actually leading in a couple of polls. So I want to know something. If she gets the nomination and you've supported her, can she win?
Yes, I believe she can. I mean, I really do. I have no doubt about that. I think, I think virtually every Democrat who's running, I believe, can win. I mean, one, and not just because this president is so appalling, but because what they're all talking about is how we expand health care protections, how we lower prescription drug costs, you know, how we change our tax system so that the middle class, you know, get the benefits of tax relief and not the people at the very, very top. And they're talking about protecting our planet from the climate crisis. As you know, as we're talking right now, the president is walking away from the Paris Climate Accord. I mean, it is stunning, you know, the ignorance or the greed, or maybe it's a combination of both, that is prompting him to, you know, turn his back on the climate crisis. But I think it's not just, you know, what's going to bring us to victory in the election is not just what we're against, it's also what we're for. And I think what we're for is what the majority of people in this country are for.
Immigration. Let's talk about that for a moment. We haven't talked about it for a little while. You know, it was the headline for months and months and months. It seems to have been a little bit more quiescent now. What do you think?
Well, I think the president's going to stir the pot again. I mean, that's you know, he's going to bring out his oldies but goodies, you know, for the right wing, and you know, beating up on immigrants is one of them. I'm under no illusion that he's not going to demagogue that issue, but the reality is we need to fix our immigration laws, and I think, you know, Democrats and a lot of thoughtful Republicans understand that we need to do that. I mean, we can, you know, continue this ridiculous debate that he wants to pursue on a wall that is, you know, so perfect and so hot you can fry an egg on top of it, or we can get serious about trying to address, you know, the plight of people who are fleeing from violence in Central America, and also, you know, helping provide a pathway for people who are here so they can work and become citizens and work here legally, and how we can, you know, expand our laws so they're more friendly in terms of family reunification. I mean, we got to fix this, all right? We can, and you know, and he's, you know, the problem with him is that he is making this issue so toxic that a lot of his supporters can't ever get to yes. And what we do, what we need to do is get to yes. We need to fix these laws, and that's why we need to get through this election, and hopefully get somebody in the White House who will talk sensibly and rationally and thoughtfully about immigration and work with Congress to get something done.
And in the middle of the night, I only got 59 seconds here. In the middle of the night, when you're rolling around and thinking about things, do you really think that the Democrats can win this election?
I do. I mean, do I have moments when I wake up in a cold sweat and, you know, and fear that he might get reelected? I do. I got to be honest with you. I have never been more concerned for the future of our country in my life than at this moment with him in the White House. And I just don't know what would happen to this country and to all that we stand for and all our values if he were to be reelected. I mean, you see his constant attack on the Constitution. I mean, he ignores the Constitution on a regular basis. He just dismisses it. You know, we're trying to follow it and uphold it. And if, you know, the verdict is that he gets in for another 4 years, you know, I worry about some of the fundamental freedoms and values in our country. And so, yeah, I do have these moments when I wake up in a cold sweat. But I also believe that we can win this. And we can't afford to get weary. We can't afford to get tired. We just got to move forward because this country is too important and we love it too much. And we need to take it back.
Jim McGovern, a man I so admire, Massachusetts 2nd District, chairman of the powerful Rules Committee, and one of the most outspoken people in the United States Congress. Jim, thanks so much for giving us all this time. I know how busy you are. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Thanks.